This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, crack this nut for us on North Korea, then we'll come back and get into the behind-the-scenes Trump's Christianity.
Okay. North Korea obviously has been the big story on the news the last couple of weeks, and for good reason. First of all, let me give you a little background on this thing. I made a movie called Armageddon a couple of years ago, and I wrote the script along with Mike Norris, Chuck Norris's son. And in the movie, we depicted what I call the greatest threat to the United States. And that was the fact that North Korea has two satellites that circle our country twice a day, right across the center of the country, at the optimum altitude for something called a super EMP, or an electromagnetic pulse. And what that means is that North Korea has the ability to detonate this device, and according to two congressional studies, that if they detonated this EMP device, that electronics all across the country would be fried. Now, what does that mean? It means there's no electricity, there's no internet, there's no water, there's no grocery distribution, there's no gas distribution. And two congressional studies concluded that 90% of Americans would die within 12 months. Now, I thought this was a pretty important thing for the American people to know. And I'd realized that the mainstream media was not talking about this. They were literally withholding this information. And our Congress, which had the power to pass laws to harden the grid and protect us from this very real threat, had done nothing. And in fact, they were bought and paid for and silent on this issue. And I wanted to do something about it. So I became an expert on EMP. So suddenly, here we are dealing with North Korea and the threat of ICBMs, and nobody is talking about the real threat, which is an EMP. You know, on Thursday last week, I went to the New York Times and I read every story on North Korea that had been written over the previous week to see if anybody in the mainstream media was talking about or warning the American people about EMP. And it was so silent on the subject, I realized that, of course, is by design. So what is it that's going on with Trump right now? Well, you know, he has been kind of prodded and sucked into this trap where, because of his blustering, he's going to have to do something if Kim Jong-un does something provocative. For example, Kim Jong-un threatened to detonate these nuclear devices somewhere near Guam, not over Guam, but somewhere near. Trump's going to have to back that up with something. His options, none of them are good. They include maybe a strategic nuke, maybe hitting some of these weapons that are on the border of Seoul. By the way, I've been to Seoul. I've got 400 curves in Korea, so I've been there multiple times. They're very vulnerable to this maniac across the deal. So what's Trump going to do? And who benefits from the verge of World War III? Well, first of all, the deep state, which now has encircled Trump with his three generals, they control all access to Trump. They are part of a group that profit from war. And, they want us in Syria. They want us spending tax dollars to fund their war machine. And the military-industrial complex, we all have realized, really owns Congress at this point in time. And, of course, the corporatists, and I'm talking about pharmaceutical companies and big ag and big oil, and, of course, let's not forget big banks. They all, have this globalism move that will enrich them. But let's not forget there's actually another paradigm above even the globalist. And they're the Illuminists. You know, the Illuminists have a different agenda. They want America to diminish. They want America to get out of the way because we're the only thing standing.
And that's why they want to take out Trump. They don't want to make America great again. So when we come back, finish up on this. Biden and Silker joining us, but I want to finish up on Korea and why you think it's a trap they're setting up for Trump, but it's a trap actually they're going to be caught in. Stay with us. We'll be back with Gary Haven.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In a few minutes, we're going to Diamond and Silk. They don't need any introduction. Everybody loves them. And these ladies have been big supporters of Trump all along. Now they're trying to compare Trump to these idiots, these morons, these scumbag white supremacist people, and the other communist cop killer groups that are there. And Trump said, yeah, both sides are bad. We should all love each other. And they spun that, so he came back out. I said, yeah, specifically the white supremacists. They said, that's not good enough. It's just like the David Duke thing. You do it 100 times, it's not going to be enough. But the reason I originally been trying to get him on the last week, it's perfect to have him on now to talk about this interview, is Google, YouTube is censoring them, admittedly. Cutting off their revenue 90%. They've done it to us. And what do they say? They say extremist or bigoted or hateful. Well, we're trying to bring everybody together, but that's what they're doing. They're saying anybody that supports Trump is a racist. So Diamond and Silk rip YouTube, saying 95% demoted. And again, they're not just doing YouTube to make money, but the point is that's discriminatory. If they don't let gay people get a cake baked, there's a lawsuit. Okay, whatever. But what about YouTube saying if you are a conservative or libertarian, you're bad? We're going to talk to them here in just one moment. And Gary Haben's riding shotgun, billionaire, founder of Curves, patriot, filmmaker. Finish up your North Korea, because I'm going to ask them about that too, about the trap, the globalists, the deep state, the Illuminists are trying to set for him.
So the end game of this is Trump's going to be faced with several bad choices. And when he responds, as he's going to have to do because of all the blustering he's done, the secret weapon that North Korea has is this EMP that I was talking about, this electromagnetic pulse. And if and when they detonate that thing and 90% of Americans are at risk for dying, Trump is going to get the blame. And that's what they have in mind. And you got to remember
But it's funny you say that, because they had an emergency black sky event they've never done last week preparing for this that got almost no coverage.
Yeah, and you know, they always tend to have a drill whenever weird things happen.
An exercise.
And isn't that interesting that they've got one for that as well? But at the end game, this is what's so fascinating about this. The deep state that wants war and corporatism is going to lose on this one, because the ultimate power, the Illuminists, are the ones that are going to bring America down, get us out of the way so that they can have their true global order, which is a communist world government ran by dictators or an oligarchy made up of them. So what is the solution? What can Trump do to avoid this? He can shoot down those satellites today. Just simply.
And I know you're getting a message to the president today on that, and we're just going to leave it at that. But that's actually super smart, because they're already threatening to fire missiles, maybe with nukes on them, at Guam or Hawaii, Kauai or Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, or Chicago, Illinois. They can hit all of them. If that guy says he's doing this, he's got weapons up in space. We've got missiles that can shoot down satellites. Absolutely. And they threaten that maybe they've got nukes on board to cause an EMP jacketed in the right alloy to cause, you know, a larger EMP. We need to shoot those down immediately.
And Trump needs to know that. He's been set up on this. And even his deep state people that are giving him advice think that this is going to lead to more war, or that they profit from. He's got to shoot him down. That's the Trump card they hold over him.
And no one will even know what happened to him. That's the great. I mean, we've got satellite killers in space. No one will even know. We can kill them from space.
Yeah. Easy as can be. Now, I'm watching the faces of these lovely ladies that are about to be on here. And I think we're terrifying them. Would that be accurate?
No, they're pretty upbeat, pretty on target. But, yeah, hey, they stand up against the liberals. So they'll do it. But seriously, Diamond and Silk, diamondandsilk.com. Don't need to tell folks who you ladies are. But, you know, we see the economy, $4 trillion, the stock market, $400 billion in new jobs, 69% down with felons not coming across the border. The veterans getting better care, get 25% more visits in. All the new factories getting built, all the great things happening, out of the carbon tax, out of the TPP. Trump's done so much, but the media says he's done nothing. In fact, he's a KKK member. And in fact, I am and you are. We're all bigots, and we're not allowed to even have our YouTube channels. Paul Watson's having his banned, but you ladies are talking about a class action suit. Let me tell you, I'm looking to join that then, because I've been saying I'm not a litigious person, but when we're getting discriminated, that's real discrimination. When people act like they've got an open and free platform, and then they use you and use your videos and YouTube, the you in it, the lawyers have said, Congress has said, Congressman Warbacher's talked to the lawyers, this is a total civil rights violation, not giving us service. And letting Al-Qaeda have websites on YouTube, but they can't. So Diamond and Silk, you ladies are here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So lay it out. What's happening?
Well, you know, YouTube stopped the monetization of our videos the other day, about 95%, mm-hmm. saying it's not suitable for all advertisers. Now, we're in good standard with YouTube. We've been in good standard for the past 2 years. The past 2 years, they had us monetized. Now, all of a sudden, they have stopped the monetization on those videos. The deal is that we talk about the president. We are loyal supporters to the president. We talk about his agenda.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're telling us that we're in good standards with YouTube, but what you speak is controversial, so no advertisers want to advertise around you. Well, why is YouTube deciding what the advertisers should be advertising around? Why not let the advertisers pick and choose based on demographics?
Exactly.
So this is clearly discrimination, prejudice, and bias.
That's right.
And it won't be tolerated.
And it's a breach of their contract.
That's right, because we signed a term and agreement.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on the term of service. When you click on the button, that was you was agreeing to their terms of service.
That's right.
And though they are a private organization, they are open to serve the public.
That's right.
Okay? And they allowed us that platform, but we built that platform one subscriber at a time.
That's right.
With over 16 million views. So YouTube have some explaining to do.
Very fastly.
Yeah, you know, I asked who was afraid a minute ago. I'm afraid now. I would not want to be
Totally right, though, because
of course
they always advertised they were a utility open for everybody to get everybody there. Now they're selectively banning basically anybody who's a libertarian, anybody who's conservative. They're banning people with cat channels that are popular. They don't want anybody in there.
That's crazy. Now, you guys are the only thing you've done that's offended them is be a Trump supporter. Is that right?
Well, as far as I can see, because that's all we talk about is President Trump, his agenda, what he's doing. But we try to do it in a comical way so people can laugh while we're explaining.
Sure. I'm going to be clear. They're being banned and being cheated because they're so popular with millions and millions of views on each of their videos, hundreds of thousands on the little ones. It's because they're so upbeat and positive that they are being banned.
Right.
And keep in mind that they also have a block button. If you don't want to hear what Diamond and Silk have to say, don't come to our channel.
Right.
If you come to our channel and you listen and you say, I don't like what they're saying, then go to another channel. You don't have to be on our channel because our subscribers, for YouTube to take and manipulate the system and not allow our subscribers to know when we have dropped the video, that is wrong. They have breached their contract and somebody's going to have to do something about that.
And let's be clear, you upload a video and then they change the contract later. I mean, it is getting bad. Then they let the leftists get on there and talk about killing people, calling for violence. I mean, they're out of control. So what's happened to you in the context, how do you tie it into Antifa, the cop killer groups, out stirring up racial divides everywhere? They're a bunch of racist idiots. And then a bunch of other racist idiots show up. Bad things happen. We all decry it. Trump decries it in a tweet, in a speech. And they say he didn't specifically name the groups. It took me a couple hours to even figure out who those groups were. I've never, it's like groups saying they're alt-right, but they're in some South thing. I don't even know what these groups are. And then now it's Trump's fault again. What do you say about that?
Well, first of all, stop blaming our president for these crazy, ignorant groups with these ignorant ideology or whatever they're spewing, the hate that they're spewing.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I blame for all of this?
Who?
I blame the mayor of Charlottesville who knew that a hate group was coming and did not prepare for it or did not protect his citizens. That has nothing to do with the president of the United States.
That's right.
The president of the United States addressed the issue. He came back out today and addressed it again and called them by their name.
That's right.
Any of those groups that was down there creating violence, the Justice Department is going to be dealing with you because at the end of the day, we have a person that's dead and we have several people that's been injured all because of hate.
And exactly. And the mayor now admits they ordered a stand down, Mayor Michael Singer. And by all the laws I've read, the police said we've been ordered to stand down when they could have stopped it. And they made everybody march together to actually stir it up. Which they caught Obama doing, remember, in the Justice Department in Maryland and places. Why do you think they want to do something like that?
Well, you know, they want to create havoc
and divide.
They love it when people are bickering because all of that stuff play out on television.
Exactly.
And that's how the very fake news make their money because, you know, their ratings are dropping.
That's right.
And it's so sad that we are being put against each other. But you know what? People got to understand slavery, the KKK, and all of these other movements were driven and deemed, and they all come from the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones started all of this food.
That's right.
But it's time to put a stop to it.
That's
because it will not be tolerated in our country.
Because what it's sounding like and looking like is that it's the same script but different mask.
That's right. The KKK running around with a white sheet,
mm-hmm.
but you also got another group that's got their hands tied up in black gear.
Yes, that's right.
So it's still, I mean, it's all hate.
They go out and do racial attacks, trying to get people to them who are white do the racial attacks. And I always love how it's mainly white people screaming all this anti-white stuff, trying to get a race war going, and then it's Soros funded. It's ridiculous. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious, and it's so sad. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that people let other people use them like that.
That's right.
But we have to get a handle on it. You know, we're two black women,
mm-hmm.
and we get hate all day. They're always being very, very, very racist towards us. And if you don't believe us, all you have to do is go look at our wall of shame mm-hmm. at diamondandsilk.com.
And are you talking about mainly leftists saying racist things to you?
Absolutely. Yes. They say racist things to us all the time. Go on our page. Go on our website.
Right.
Okay? So racism has to be stopped from us.
Exactly. Well, let me say this then. Ladies, we got to go to break. When I come back, I want to talk about our lawsuits. I'm serious. I want to sue Google and YouTube for the discrimination against us. They've cut us down by almost 90% as well. I guess it's more with you. I don't want to sue, but I need to sue for everybody's First Amendment. So I'd like to talk about if you get the right lawyer or whatever, helping fund your lawsuit or getting some pro bono lawyers or joining with you in a lawsuit because it needs to be done. I'd like to file suit this month. We'll be right back.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
the scenes, we have guests coming on the show. And when those people say they're even coming on the show, Antifa, the Democrats, everybody calls them, emails them, and says, we're gonna ruin your life. We're going to go after your family. We're going to shut you down. We're going to say horrible things about you. Don't even go on my show. As if that hurts me. I can sit there all day by myself and talk. It's just interesting to talk to other people. It just shows how we're all being terrorized. And these ladies with hundreds of millions of views all over national television, they're loved by people. They're entrepreneurial. They're just, I'd call them not even right wing or left wing. Just let's have prosperity. Let's be positive. And 95% of their revenue gone. First, they did 60% against us last year. Then it was 75. Now it's over 90. We're bringing in, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars into this show to be able to fund ourselves off YouTube. That's basically all gone. I mean, it's less than 10%. But we've got other ways to fund ourselves. But next is total censorship, and that's already happening. So I do, because I was talking to Gary Haven during the break, and he runs stuff in over 100 countries. We have to sue them because what they're doing is wrong. It's racketeering. We must stand, and we got to start suing the Antifa. We got to start suing these people who want to, you know, push things. Don't go out and fight with them in the streets. Don't go out, you know, fight with the white supremacist idiots either. It's time to do things legally through the system. Diamond and Silk, ladies, lay it out for folks.
I agree with you. Yes. Let's go ahead on and let's, we may have to go ahead and sue.
That's right.
Because these are, you know, listen, we have been victimized.
Mm-hmm.
This is bias and this is clearly discrimination.
That's right.
To tell me I can't talk about my president and if I do, I'm going to withhold something from you. That's not fair to us because we built that platform.
That's right.
So I don't believe that you two thought this all the way out and mm-hmm. thought this all the way through.
And every business have a right to regulate, but they do not have a right to discriminate, intimidate, and manipulate. Manipulate in order to dominate.
That's
they
right.
don't have a right to do that.
Right.
Sorry, Gary lost his audio for a minute, but I could hear you. They were saying they have a right to regulate things, but not to discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They don't have a right to discriminate, intimidate, or manipulate just to dominate.
Right.
They don't have a right to do that.
And guess what? YouTube is a social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
So a social media platform is people that get on a platform with creative ideas.
It's like a telephone. Imagine if somebody was on the telephone with you telling you what to talk about. I mean, this is beyond North Korea.
But one thing in YouTube policy, it doesn't tell you that you have to be liberal to sign up.
That's right.
It doesn't tell you. So the deal is you're trying to shut down my conservative.
They're lying. Exactly. They're lying in their rules. They're saying they're open and free. But if you're not a mainline establishment liberal, you're not welcome.
That's exactly
that's
what
right.
we see. That's
exactly.
right. That's how we feel.
That's, fine.
That's how YouTube is making us feel. Because we're black, we're conservative, we're Republicans, and we are loyal supporters to the president.
That's right.
And now it's a problem.
Well, I'm looking into the best discrimination, antitrust lawyers, and I'm giving you my commitment that we're going to find the lawyers. I'm going to sue them. I would like you to join with me as plaintiffs. Paul Watson's going to be involved as well. Because we need to get this out in court. We need to, this is bullying, this is the shutdown of free speech, and I mean, this is so un-American, this is so dangerous.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of precedent for this. Power lines that run across the country, pipelines, you know, these infrastructures that that serve the community and the good, cable television is another previous example. They have got to have the ability to provide services to everyone, not to be monopolistic. So this is a violation of monopoly laws that exist in this country.
And we have Google and YouTube openly previously saying that and arguing that so they could have a monopoly. We have them.
They're deliberately doing this. They are openly doing this here. And what we're telling our people is to go to our YouTube channel, The Viewers View, and subscribe to us. And a special thank you to everybody that is contributing to us through PayPal at diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Thank you so much because they're telling us if YouTube won't monetize you, we will. They love our strong voices, and they love the fact that we tell it like it is, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. And YouTube, you're going to hear from Diamond and
oh,
Silk.
Oh, yes.
Exactly, and then the Antifa will target your PayPal, but you just got to fight through that and file suit there. I had PayPal about 7 years ago, tried it with us, and I got the lawyers involved. And it's because, hey, you know what? I'm allowed to eat in your restaurant. I'm following the laws. I'm allowed to use your bathroom. I mean, it really does come down to a civil rights movement, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's right.
Because our civil rights have been encroached upon, even our political rights. You know, and you can't do that. It's discrimination at its finest.
That's right.
And I think they're trying to cut off voices.
Yeah.
If we cut these.
That's right, because they can't debate us. They can't debate us. Diamond and Silk.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're amazing. And I love you. And I can feel the love. And we're coming together. God bless you.
God bless you guys.
I need to talk to you off the air soon. Because we're going to file that suit. I got to do it. You got my word.
Okay. You got this.
You don't have to worry. Ain't no mountain high enough. We're coming. I want to get you in studio. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Jason Kessler was the leader of the white nationalist rally that he called Uniting the Right. I'll tell you point blank, I don't agree with what he did. I think he walked right into a trap. But the media will then act like this guy's Satan incarnate. But then if you got black nationalists and Hispanic nationalist groups that are saying kill all the white people, and they're teaching that at universities, and George Soros and others are pushing that, and they're saying, you know, have no whites on the campus day, that's going to create this white backlash. I'm worried about cancer rates going up in everybody. I'm worried about the big studies out that the flicker rate on these modern light bulbs are frying our brains. That was in mainstream news yesterday. I told folks about it with engineers 20 years ago. I'm worried about humanity making it together. But I also understand the left has created racial identity politics that they're using, cheating against the open free society and the system that the United States basically established and set up. And I also get to sit there and experience, as the social contract is broken, classical racism, the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about, where the media says it's about what color you are, not about the character of your deed. So there's that argument, yes, but and there's the argument from the minorities that they've had racists do stuff to them, so they should be racist. The point is, it's being manipulated. Why aren't we talking about the police that stood down and the mayor that ordered it? Why aren't we talking about Soros funding all these anti-white, anti-American groups? So I've got the media out there saying that, you know, Mike Cernovich is Jason Kessler, even though they fight with each other all day, and that he's the leader of the alt-right, or that Paul Watson is. Paul Watson rightly said, we're the new right, or the new libertarian movement. A lot of people are classical liberals that don't like the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. I tweeted an image this morning of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary, a real photo of just where they look like conniving evil witches. Then you read the WikiLeaks. It's the worst stuff you could ever imagine. How to create racial divide. How to keep people desperate. So, yes, Mr. Kessler has his right to march, and the police stood down. And so who's the bigger sinner here? The guy that thinks folks are out to get white people, so he's joining with white people. I think it's misguided. I think it's, you know, wrong. I think it's playing into the larger global trap. But it's tribalism. It's an old human instinct. It's what the racist blacks and Hispanics and others, you go to any prison, it's segregated along race. This is a reality. But what about the police that were ordered to stand down? Are they being looked at? What about the mayor? And then he tried to march or go speak at the courthouse yesterday. We're going to play that footage. And the police let him get beat up and attacked yet again. And the media acted like they'd started it. They'd done it yet again. So in these Democrat cities, they're not letting people have their free speech. Let's start it over with some audio. Here is Jason Kessler trying to speak. Here it is.
People resorting to violence. Yesterday. Oh, Jason.
Hey, murder now.
It's a
fight for murder now.
Look at this virtue signaling white guy that wants to show he's the he'll stop the evil white guys. Yeah. You talk to these average white guys, they go, whites are inherently evil, we need to die, we need to be genocidal. Well, that is going on. They're teaching at the universities white genocide now because they've gone pure race. Let's keep rolling in here. This is from NBC. But the point is, I'm not going to then go join with that and have them put me in our groups to control us. They're trying to start a civil war, to ban free speech, to ban public gatherings. They're doing it on YouTube. They're giving it exciting music. Look, here's the police. Look at the police. There's hundreds of them over there watching as this happens. And then finally they tackle some woman that attacks this virtue signaling lady.
Wow.
And the police get them out. But they didn't do that in Charlotte. But notice the state police that were there. State police had to come in. You know, Gary Haven, we just had such a fun time talking to Diamond and Silk there. And I can just purely praise them. Free market, want to make America great. Christian ladies, love Trump. It feels so good to have that solidarity. Why can't we just come together and have that solidarity instead of just getting in our groups and letting Soros, a true Nazi collaborator, control us?
Yeah, you know, we better figure this out because that's the only hope we have as a nation. You know, Alex, you and I are both Christians, and we're called to love each other. And you can see the love in those women's faces that were our guests earlier. We are united together for free speech, for freedom, for our families. And we've got to be focused on that. And you got to realize the enemy out there, they create control and order out of chaos. And this is all by design. I tell you, it's so obvious now that you got to almost blind to not, no offense to blind people, to not see that this is by design. You know, I'm interested in what Jason Kessler was about. You know, I saw a little bit of the motive, for example, pulling down the statue of Robert E. Lee. And I understand what that's about. But we really didn't get a clear message from their organization and their intent.
And then he said it wasn't about being racial, but when you got I mean, you know, then was the KKK welcome there then? I mean, let's find out from him, because regardless, if he doesn't have a right to free speech, nobody does. And the media is so anti-free speech, they'll run headlines, Jones defends white nationalist free speech. And I defend the new Black Panther Party that is says kill all the white people. As long as, you know, I don't support him saying that, that they have the right to rally. But he's been attacked yet again. Jason Kessler, jasonkessler.net, the organizer of the biggest thing in the country and the world right now. You think nuclear war with North Korea mattered, but no, not that. It's all about this. So, Jason Kessler, what's the latest?
Okay, look, Alex, what I tried to do was organize the chaotic elements and sometimes politically incorrect elements of the alt-right into a civil rights movement for white people, because I felt like the time had come that we needed to have it. Was our opening step perfect? No, it wasn't. But what happened was there was a coordinated attack by the establishment to defame us and to defame President Trump by association. This is like Clarence Thomas talked about decades ago. This is a high-tech lynching, and I urge people not to feed into what the establishment is trying to pull on me, trying to pull on the alt-right. You need to have a fair assessment. We have put our word out there from the beginning. This was not a neo-Nazi rally. It was not even a white nationalist rally, even though I did invite some people who do identify as a white nationalist. What this rally was about was, number one, standing up for these monuments, because it wasn't just the Robert E. Lee statue, which is being taken down. They took down Christopher Columbus at Pepperdine University. They removed the bust of the white founders at King's College in London because it wouldn't be sensitive.
And let me say this then. Then they've got to take down the pyramids because some of them were built by slaves.
That's what I'm saying. But it's only being used as a cudgel to attack white people. These historical errors like slavery or perhaps wars of conquest, these are things that everybody did, but historical revisionists are only using it against
white people. No, no, the leftists, the globalists have turned it into an anti-white thing to use that as a political bully to make the voting bloc of whites submit to the cultural tyranny. Now, if you don't submit your kid being taught how to have sex when they're five by the pedophile lobby, you know, you're anti-gay. I mean, I understand how they extend it out. I'm saying the federally run, I mean, you understand that half the people in white nationalist groups are feds. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught running Elohim City, white supremacist compounds. I mean, did you know about the Jewish guy that got caught attacking Jewish cemeteries? They were blaming on Trump supporters. I mean, all I'm saying is they use all this and all these old images of guys in, you know, with white nationalist symbols and stuff as a way to project that onto Trump that's actually trying to bring the country together.
Yeah, those were false flags, Alex. Like this Nazi swastika that was put out there in the media, I never saw anybody with that. And I explicitly told people, do not bring KKK, do not bring Nazi symbolism to this rally. That is not what we are about. People who did that stuff did it in defiance of my orders, but yet they are always going to pick out some people like that who are not listening, who maybe are misguided or whatever, and use it to smear everybody. There were a lot of people who were just normal Trump supporters, normal Confederate heritage, American heritage supporters. I swear to God, if you looked in that part before they dispersed us and forced this chaos, there were, you know, like elderly people in there, you know, just waiting to hear some speeches.
Kessler, let me ask you this. Are you part of any foundations? Have you ever worked for the feds? Were you part of Occupy? Were you an Obama supporter?
At one time, I supported Obama. I regret it now. I did not see the error of my ways until about 2 years ago when the shootings started happening and they were blaming everything on the racist police at that time. And I knew that the crime statistics were off. I felt like a lot of the other identity politics stuff with pushing the gender wage gap, that was off. I knew it was. And towards the end of Obama's presidency, I could see that he had conceded the White House to very radical left-wing cultural Marxist identity people who hated whites, who hate men, who hate Christians. So, yes, I've had a change of heart, just like our President Donald Trump.
Well, Jason, do you understand the cutout here? And can we pull up the guy? I remember it was about 6 months ago, Trump said, I don't know if these Jewish center attacks are real. They may be fake. And they said, oh, you hate Jews. Then turned out it was a liberal young Jewish man doing it. We can pull those articles up. Former journalist arrested, charged with threats against Jewish facilities, attacking them. And, of course, he had worked for The Intercept. So there you go. And I'm telling you, I'm going to dig all the old videos up and shove it down Raw's story, everybody else's throats. They're saying I'm anti-Semitic now because I said I've gone out to rallies. And later, KKK leaders turned out to be federal informants and turned out to be leading KKK groups. And then they had Jewish groups, literally like they got it from leftover stuff from Raiders of the Lost Ark, actual SA Nazi uniforms. And it was clearly, and it came out that that's what that was. It was fake. So I'm going to put it all together again for everybody and prove that. And they go, oh, you're saying Jews are Nazis. No, I'm saying some leftist groups, you know, Anglos, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, they go out and do false flags. Most of these attacks are false flags. And so I'm saying here you are, a well-spoken guy that's part of Occupy. That's deep globalist liberal ideology. Then you're part of Obama support. And then suddenly you realize you can't beat the nationalist patriot movement that's going to bring everybody together with the leftist ideology that is racist against minorities and wants to control them. You couldn't defeat them that way. And so you went and set all this up, and it was all perfectly ready and timed and meant to cause this to try to bring down Trump.
No, absolutely not. I am a Trump supporter. I've been a right-wing person for about 2 years. I'm not your traditional conservative, but like I said, just like Donald Trump, I was a Democrat at one time, and I moved over. People have a change of opinion. As far as the Occupy stuff, I was interested in that at the time. I was never one of these Antifa or people, but I did see that there was a globalist elite. There is a wealthy 1% class that has been extracting a lot of things from the bottom, the rest of the country. And while I totally disavow the Occupy movement and the leftists, I do think that there is a concentration of elite power in the government and in the mega corporations and so forth, which are working with each other to hold down everyday Americans. So I still have this very much distrust of power.
Well, I'll say this. Usually the foundation operatives will, and they're usually leftists, they will not come on the show. That's one strike that isn't there, that he's not really a Fed or a George Soros or a Carnegie endowment or a deep state or an FBI informant. But just like Hal Turner and so many others, 9 times out of 10, I called him a federal guy forever, and it came out in his email he was a Fed. He went to prison, came out in federal court, he was a Fed. I want to warn you, Kessler, particularly, if you are a Fed, they're going to burn you in the end. So you're in grave danger.
I'm not, Alex, don't spread stuff like that without evidence. Come on, man. Like, at that press conference yesterday, I went by myself because I didn't want to endanger other people. Other people who worked with me are, you know, they're having their jobs threatened. People.
Why'd you choose a city with a Democrat mayor?
You should see the threat. You should see the emails and the phone calls that I get nonstop day and night threatening my life, threatening my family's lives. And I walked through a crowd, about 100 Antifa and Black Lives Matter, to get to that press conference yesterday. I was ready to die, Alex. I was ready to die for what I believed in. And I thought somebody was going to stab me or shoot me. And nobody in their right mind would ever, ever, ever go into a situation like what I went into yesterday, where I didn't have police protection and risk their life.
No, I've got to hand it to you. Nobody's denying there aren't a bunch of crazies out there. And I'm not accusing you of being a Fed, sir. What I'm saying is, do you recognize that 9 times out of 10 or more, the attacks on Jewish centers, black churches, dormitories, it always turns out to be leftists doing it. And we keep catching the right-wing groups being led by the left.
Well, absolutely. There are those false flag elements all the time. I don't know that the leadership of movements are really leftist co-conspirators, as you say. But certainly I've seen a lot of articles on Breitbart, for instance, has done a great job of cataloging all these times when they say that there's a supposed hate attack where, like, there's the poop swastika that was on the glass of that
the poopster
in the college. I forget the one where they
it's constant. It's absolutely constant because it's almost totally fake. To find a real KKK member that can actually talk or get out of their mother's trailer is very rare. I mean, every major group that gets in trouble is led by a Fed. And so
I'll give you an example of that, Alex. Right when I started the Unite the Right rally, they knew. The powers that be knew that this was too powerful of a movement, and they wanted to defame us with federal informants, and there are those people out there. So the same damn day that my rally was announced, a KKK rally was announced for July 8th. And we looked into this guy. We said, who is this supposed KKK guy? Because everybody, like you say, told me that the KKK are all federal informants and so forth. So we looked into this guy. His name is Chris Barker. He's the leader of the Loyal White Knights. And he is a federal informant. And I said to myself, what in the world? Why is this man coming out here and trying to smear a legitimate...
Because they're trying to create and make it racial. That's what the left's trying to make it racial. And you don't beat it by making it racial. You beat it by making it economic and spiritual and unity. But Gary, you've got questions.
Yeah, Jason Kessler, do you have an opinion of who was driving that car?
I can only say that what the city did... When they forced people out of that park that way, created a atmosphere of chaos. I'm watching these videos. I don't know who this guy is or what his motivations are, but my instinct is I'm seeing this guy slowly pulling through this road. He doesn't seem like he's like gunning it from the beginning. Then people take some bats or some other implements to it, and maybe this guy freaked out, had a fight or flight. He either got scared or he got angry really quickly, and he drove. And when he did, he hit these people. Then there were all these folks who were obviously waiting around the area, smashing it with baseball bats.
Well, but he was white, so he deserved it. See, that's where I get mad at all the racists killing white folks that attack whites if they see them. Whites do get attacked all over the country driving through these riots and drug out and even killed. The media just shuts it down. And at first they were saying his car was attacked, he panicked and did it. Now they're saying that's not the case. He doesn't look like...
Because of political pressure. They, just like when the Muslims do this stuff and they try and cover for them, this is not...
Jason Kessler, Muslims have never done anything. Muslims have never committed a single crime. Now, you stop with your conspiracy theories. We'll be right back with Jason Kessler. Stay with us.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumaLifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm tell everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No, I won't back down, my friend. Gary Haven's going to be hosting the broadcast Thursday in studio with Roger Stone.
No,
I'm going to be hosting from the road.
Down. You can stand me up.
We are also selling his powerful film, and I'm also in Armageddon at InfoWarsStore.com. That gets into this whole dark sky, black sky scenario. We're going to be middle of the North Korea situation, obviously, by Thursday. They're set tomorrow or the next day to fire missiles at Guam, and Trump saying he may respond militarily hitting the North Korean mainland. So this is the time to be getting on our knees and praying. And look, coming together. That's what but sure, they're filling all these other groups full of racism. Sure, minorities can be just as racist as any, you know, white Grand Dragon. And the left wants that to put us under their control. Does that mean people shouldn't respond to it? All I know is they're trying to shut me off with you know, Tom Brokaw going on TV saying Alex Jones is a, quote, unalloyed, that means total racist. That doesn't hurt me because that's an old race baiter using race to control people for 45 years on air. He's a joke. He's a lie. He discredits himself. But they need this narrative to work. They've been saying all the Republicans are racist for years. If you want to cut taxes, you're racist. If you don't want Obamacare, you're racist. And so they need this. They need this race war. They need this crisis. They need this division. And I say we shouldn't give Antifa the type of situations they want. But then I get we're seeing folks have their First Amendment eradicated, like when he got attacked for a second time yesterday, Mr. Kessler. So that's a question for CNN and the rest of them. Do you, Jason Kessler, have a First Amendment?
It doesn't seem like I do anymore, and that's a very big problem, Alex. A federal court judge ruled that the city of Charlottesville was discriminating against me and Unite the Right based on the content of our speech. Even the ACLU, who completely disagrees with us on everything else, fought for us and won that case in court. And yet people are surprised when this violence breaks out because the city of Charlottesville refused to protect the rally. They hated what
That's
we
right.
had to say so much that they were willing to create violence. They were willing to get people killed to shut it down. And I want people to take a long view on this thing. I know right now this is very hot. The left executed a successful hit, but they really messed up to get it done. There is collusion between the Charlottesville city government, and I believe Terry McAuliffe, and we are going to be raising money for a legal defense. We're going to make sure all of this gets investigated. I want, if anybody in the Trump administration is listening, Mr. Sessions, whoever, the real civil rights abuses happen against the attendees of our rally.
Well, it also happened to the reporters from InfoWars, The Hill, women being attacked. I mean, we need to focus in on why is the MSM protecting the Antifa scum. You forget the debate about who's good, who's bad. The government at a criminal level is pushing this. And Jason Kessler, I agree with you on that. But I think that you should have a unity rally against racism, period. Racism against whites, blacks, Hispanics, everybody, and ask everybody to come together. And that would be world-changing news if you had KKK guys coming and taking their robes off who were real KKK, that didn't really exist, and apologizing, and the black nationalists apologizing, and realizing George Soros is the enemy. That would be the answer, and that's how we're going to move forward. Because the globalists...
I think that that's a bit idealistic and naive. I mean, every time Republicans try and take the moral high ground and say, we're not going to play into the identity politics, the NAACP, the Al Sharptons, the world, keep extracting blood from us and blood from us and blood from us. There has to be somebody who is willing to say... nothing against the other groups of people. They have a right to exist. They have a right to have liberties. But white people need defenders, too.
Well, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be groups and organizations that, you know, say that whites have a right to heritage and culture. I know they're trying to extinct it. The globalists want to extinct all real cultures. They can override with the synthetic globalism. But you see, I'm saying you should have a rally bring everybody together who calls for a peace rally and have people just accept each other as humans and say, I will honor you and appreciate you. And then if the racist minority groups don't want to come, that's their problem. You then have the moral high ground. Jason Kessler, I challenge you to have that rally. Please keep checking in with us. I appreciate you having the courage to join us. And you do have courage. The Antifa is so controlled, they won't come on. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. Stay with us, Owen Schroyer and more.